My dear brothers and sisters, let us all stand. And let us sign ourselves by the sign of the Holy Cross from all that is evil, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for making it possible, Lord, for us to be here on this holy ground, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for calling on your instrument, Lord, to speak to us, Lord, this evening, Lord. We are thirsty for you, Lord. Look not upon us, Lord, but look into our hearts, Lord, how much we long for you, Lord. And we want to see you, Lord, face to face. Let us all say the protection prayer.
Lord Jesus, by faith in your merits, we now take your most precious blood and sprinkle it over ourselves and our families, right from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet. We claim total and complete protection for our lives and our families. Lord Jesus, keep us free to aid from evil, sin, temptation, Satan's attacks, temptations, fear of darkness, fear of man, sickness, disease, doubts, anger, accidents, all the calamities, and from all that is not of thy kingdom. Fill us, Lord Jesus, with the gift of your Holy Spirit, and grant us the gift of wisdom, knowledge, faith, understanding and discernment, so that we live today in your glory by doing what is right. We praise you, Father, we praise you, Son, we praise you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, and glory, Lord. Praise you,
worship of God.
Bring glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us your mother, who night and day intercedes for us to be close to you face to face. Let us all join the choir as we welcome our Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
fez.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters, we are privileged to have Father Sunil Monis, who is from Mangalore, but now working in Gujarat. He's having his ministry in Gujarat. We all understand Gujarat means what. I was privileged from the day one Father came here, and listening his homily, I was so much touched, as well as I have attended the Konkani Navinas, I was going to say retreat, and Father made it for 9 days like a retreat for us, with his beautiful examples, you know, and his own life, one of the testimony which Father gave, you know, is like the prophet Jonah, who was running away from God, and so was Father, was running away from God. When he was in the seminary, he left half the way and left the seminary and went to Bombay. He worked there, and then one day he was went to Chakala Church, and there, you know, he was sitting outside and he was touched by these words, where there is a family retreat going on, and Father said, before marriage it's lipstick, and after marriage it is broomstick. And after hearing this, Father went back to seminary, and today we have in our midst a wonderful preacher, a wonderful priest, and God has called him back, and we welcome Father Monis here. Please.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Just keep ourselves in the hands of Mary, our mother, a beautiful woman, always carried the word of God in our womb. She carried the word of God in our life. She carried the word of God till the tomb, and later with her disciples. In the same way, the word of God, as we just now said, is a very powerful thing. So ask the intercession of Mary, your mother. Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Please be seated.
Friends, how many of you attended my Konkani Charismatic Talk? Konkani Charismatic Talk? No, I am not talking about novena. Konkani Charismatic Talk that I gave you last time. You are the only one? Only one. So will it be the repeated one for you? I do not know.
Will it be a repeat one? I'll just receive one call. No. I'm in the hall. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Because somebody is coming to see me. That's like one day earlier. So, okay, shall I repeat the same talk? Is it okay for you? No problem, no. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah, because I was thinking, it's an interesting talk. At the same time, it's the basic for all the talks. I have very basic talk, but I cannot give in Gulf countries, which is speaks contradictory to some of the ideologies. So with the keeping respect of the country, so if it is in India, it will be better spoken. The basic of faith. So coming to the second topic, there is the second step for the all the thing. It is called forgiveness. Do you believe that God is a forgiving God? Still once again, listen carefully to my question. Do you believe that God is a forgiving God?
Yes.
Sure. Then you answer me from where you get it. Can you answer me? Can you prove me? I want a proof. Pardon me? Somebody said. I didn't ask that, Jesus. I said twice. Is God forgiving God?
Yes,
not
all the time.
Oh God. Yes, one minute. Twice. Very good. Yeah. Anybody? Is God forgiving God?
Yes.
This man is a very, very, very good fellow, okay? He gets you with one. See, the other young ones, young children. See, when you say something, you scientifically prove that. Am I right, young children? They want scientific proof. They are going, my mom is old enough. She is great. She speaks whatever she comes to mind. But these young ones, they want scientific answers. I am asking you once again, is God forgiving God? I have a problem with asking questions. Forgiving, okay? Please bear with me. Yes. Who is answering?
Yes.
I'm asking you. Good friends.
Yes.
Can you prove it? Who said yes? Yeah, prove it.
If he was not forgiving God, he would not have sent his son to redeem his people.
Okay.
He is a forgiving God.
Luke chapter. Did anybody else have Bible? Yes. I will get back to you. Okay? Just proving answer. Anybody has got Bible? Nobody brought a Bible? My God! I thought you all know about the market, am I right? I mean, David, who is there? David, you are the one, no? Is something people are coming for market, no? Even if you go to market, what do you do? What do you carry? Not only money, what do you carry? At least pack, am I right? You have to carry something. You are come for charismatic. My God, I thought you are a charismatic people. Very close to Jesus, I saw you. Yes. Nobody has got a Bible. Who is good in opening the Bible? Who is good in opening the Bible? Anyone? Yes, come here. Come here. Luke chapter 6, verse 36. Luke chapter 6, verse 36. There is Luke. Yes, Luke chapter 6, 36.
Be merciful just as your Father is merciful.
Be merciful as your Father is merciful. So, what is that? You are bumbling. Yes, yes. But I am asking you once again, thank you, I will get back to you. I am asking once again, is God merciful? God is a forgiving God or not?
Yes.
I have no time, I will say, He is not a forgiving God. He is not a forgiving God. Shall I jump on to the chapter 3 of Genesis? Come on. We are not to read, otherwise I only take from the word of God, okay? I am today preaching from the word of God. Genesis chapter 3. Is what happened? You know anybody? So Genesis chapter 3. Yes, read the heading.
The disobedience of man.
Disobedience of
man.
Adam and Eve. Am I right? Did God forgive them?
No.
Did God forgive them?
No.
Is God forgiving God? No, I want yes or no. Don't give me a boundary answer. I am setting the boundary. I jump out of my sister and I jump on inside. It's according to my convenience. No. Give me the precise answer because I want a scientific answer. Scientific, this one. Is God forgiving God?
Yes, he's a forgiving God. Because when Adam and Eve sinned, he cut the blood or whatever it is, and he clothed them. God forgives them. When he asks
forgiveness,
he
asks
where to ask him for the forgiveness.
Oh, Bible, no? Oh, all Catholics here, no? I'm getting frightened. David, is that a interreligious dialogue here? No, no? Dear friends, I'll just come on. You know, we don't have time. Who has committed the first sin? You just don't answer. Okay, those who was there don't answer me. Who committed the first sin? Listen to my question very carefully. answer, it takes some long time, so 10 seconds over. Who committed the first sin?
Adam.
This is very sure.
Adam.
You're not saying Adam, you're not saying Eve, at least that. That is interesting, very good. Who committed the first sin? Yes, somebody is saying something different. Who committed the first sin?
Satan.
Wow, good. The first sin committed by serpent. Okay? Dear friends, I'll come back to you one thing, one by one. See, God in the Old Testament, according to is a just judge God. Are you getting me?
Yes.
He's a just judge God. Understood? Three words. Remember the three words. Just, judge, and is God. Okay? I will explain how he becomes just judge and then he becomes God. Okay? I will explain very scientifically. So now, who committed the first sin?
Satan
or the serpent. If God is a just God, how many punishment he should give to this man? This serpent? How many punishment? Okay, who committed the second sin? Come on. Who committed the second sin? Everybody is not convincing, you say. Say convincingly, yeah? You, is it not? Yes. Now who committed the third sin? Adam. Everybody is loud enough. Thank you. Yes. But now serpent committed the first sin. The second sin, you. Third sin, Adam. If the first sin, God is a just judge God, then which, how many punishment did God give to Satan? Shall we read? Shall we go? Yes. Chapter, Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, if I am not mistaken.
And he said to the woman, I will.
Chapter 3 verse 14,
those who are ready. Then the Lord said to the snake, you will be punished for this. You alone of all the animals has bear this curse. From now on you will crawl on your belly.
No.
And
that other Bible was better than this. Yeah. You will be cursed among all the animals. What he said? He will be the cursed among the all the animals. When? After the sin, before the sin, what was the serpent? Where it is? Don't give me that. From your pocket, don't put your pocket, bring something and tell me. Our children are very scientific. They're not from the Bible. They come from the scientific answer. What was he? Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. David, I got to know. Everybody knows. David was telling me, Father, nothing to worry. You can ask left and right questions. I got him other day. They know Bible bad on the tips of the tongue. All the English charismatic people are excellent in Gala, they said. Chapter 3 verse 1. Can you read?
Now the snake was the most cunning animal.
It's not cunning, it exactly is a very intelligent animal. The serpent is a very intelligent among all the animals. Did you get me? He was very intelligent. Now what happened? After the fall, he became? Are you with me?
Yes.
Are you feeling sleepy, friends?
No.
No. Okay. He became what? Cursed among all the animals. Earlier he was very intelligent among all the animals. After the fall, he became cursed. The second one.
From now on, you will crawl on your belly.
Yes. You will crawl on your belly. Now on. Earlier how was he? Now he is going like this. Earlier how was he? Going. The friend was saying he's jumping like this. He can be saying, he said that. Somebody is saying he's walking. Anybody any answer? Maybe flying, is it not? He was in the tree, am I right? Maybe flying, we do not know, is it not? But we do not know how was he going, but now, maybe walking, maybe he was on the, so not daily, no? He was jumping maybe like this, or maybe flying, we do not know. But now how is he going? Is the snakes all go like that today? Yes, no?
Yes.
How many punishment God gave you altogether?
Two.
Yes, continue.
From now on, and you will have to eat the dust as long as you live.
He will be earlier on was eating. Maybe he was in a tree, no? They said you eat the fruit, am I right? Is it not?
Yes.
Are you with me, friends? Are you with me?
Yes.
So now he is telling me to eat what?
Dust.
Is the serpent eat dust today? In the Bible is wrong. Isn't it
like dust? Yeah, because when you're crawling automatically, you'll be in the dust.
Yeah.
So that is what the indication is.
Yeah. I'll get back to you one practical thing. My aunt, who's an illiterate woman, very illiterate, she doesn't know Bible to read even. She doesn't know anything about Bible. You know, her house is something 15 minutes away from my house. We have to walk on the road almost for 10 minutes, then we have to come inside. So as a children, we used to love to go to her house because her house on the roadside. So we used to play there, something, you know, children like, you know, we three, four brothers, cousins, you know, we used to sit and say, I will count car, you will count trucks. One by one, you are counting bus, is it not? Who's. Can you release the one? This one?
Echoes.
Can you release? Yes. Yeah. Now what happened? We were so excited that we were there. In the evening, we forgot the time. As children, no? We should forget. And what happened? Automatically it was dark. When it is dark, auntie should come on, man, you have to go home. So that time, no batteries, no nothing, no street lights, nothing was there. So we would walk on the road. But this lady who is uneducated, she doesn't know anything about Bible, but always used to tell Sunil, while walking on the road, don't go sideways of the road, because there are a lot of potholes, no? Holes, no? Those days roads are not that good, is it not? To walk on the middle of the road, because there is little tar is there. Tar in the street, no? What do you call it? Tamar? What do you call it?
Yeah.
So tar. You walk on the tar, don't go sideways, because snakes in the night, they come and eat the dust that is collected in the path hole. Where has she gone? It means, still the snake eat
dust.
Are you getting me, friends?
Yes.
So how many punishment did God give to Satan?
Three.
First one is curse among all the animals. He was very intelligent. Secondly, now he will be crawling. Earlier he may be walking or something else, flying maybe. Third thing, now he will be eating the dust. Earlier he was eating the fruits, as Matt said. Maybe, we do not know. Okay? Now three punishment. Now coming to the second, who committed the second sin?
Him.
How many punishment? How many punishment?
One.
Say loudly.
One.
She's saying something good.
Two punishments.
How do you know?
Happy.
Everybody knows what to do. How many punishment? Two should be, because God is a what God?
Just
judge God. Remember this statement. If He is a just God, He should not punish more than that, is it not? Three punishment for Satan because he committed first sin. The second sin committed by Eve, how many punishment?
Two.
Two. What are the two? Verse 3:16. Yeah.
I will increase your trouble in pregnancy and your pain in giving birth.
Yeah. What's he said? I will increase your pain in childbirth, labor pain. I'll ask you one question. Was there a pain earlier? Don't look at my face with answers. There is no key on my face in that. I'll say, was there a labor pain earlier?
No.
Yeah, good friend. I'll come back. What is that?
No.
Can I read the English once again? English, just.
There are pain, but less pain.
Yes. Yes. But coming to the point, that's for the fun, right? You know, what the English speaks is that he just increased it. Means what? It was there. Be aware of it, okay? Am I talking some scientific answer for you? Are you getting it, friends?
Yes.
Earlier it was there, supposed to be there. But now because you committed sin, it will be increased. One sin. Now second, can you read? Come to second.
In spite of this, you will still have desire for your husband, yet you will be subject to him.
Yeah. That English is not that good, otherwise I should have been very happy. I'm gonna survive. Never mind. Okay, very good. Yeah. Hereafter, you will be desiring your husband. And who will rule over you? Husband will rule over you. So far, who was ruling? So far, who was ruling? Huh? Who was ruling? Huh? They were independent.
They were equal.
They were equal. But who was ruling? My God, it is simple now. Who was ruling? My God. Am I talking some ambiguous question or what? Simple question. Who was ruling? How you know that he was ruling? First came serpent, asked whom? She asked you. Who gave the fruit to whom?
You gave the fruit to
Eve. Come here, dear friend, come here. Come here. What's your good name? Huh? Merlin. Now Merlin is boss and I am the subject. Okay? Now, come here, Merlin. Okay, now Merlin is the boss, I am the subject. Now, am I giving salary to Merlin or Merlin is giving salary to me? Be clear. Who is giving?
Merlin.
Then who becomes boss? Who is ruling?
Merlin.
Who gave food to whom? Not Merlin, okay?
Read.
Mic is not on. Somebody is there?
Did God say, you shall not eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent.
Listen, very carefully listen, okay? Don't get distracted by yourself, okay?
We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die.
Who said? Who said to whom?
God said.
He said to the serpent. Are you with me, dear friends?
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes.
You said to the serpent. How did this you come to know these things? Who told you these things?
Adam.
Somebody said Adam. Somebody was like, try to say God. Who was selling? Adam said, is it not? Adam said, but did Adam say like this only? Did Adam say like this only? Are you feeling bored, dear friends?
No.
Chapter 2, verse 15. Chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15.
The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.
Yes, you shall not eat.
For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die.
What did the woman say? Did she say same thing what to serpent? Did she say exactly to the serpent what was Adam said? Did Adam say what exactly God has said to you? Yes?
No problem.
Listen carefully.
The woman said, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die.
What he added? Who added this? Why? Why? I'm not saying that good man is saying wrong there, okay? Otherwise, the ladies will attack me after the prayer meeting. Usually, you say, usually you take the, you go as a family to anywhere picnic. If there is a nice flower, no? Nice flower garden is there, and it is said, please don't touch it. Is it not? We Indians, most of them are Indians, yeah? Why, right? You see, if there is a garden, just watch the watchman, am I right? Is there anywhere watchman, am I right? Yes or no? If there is no watchman, who is the first one to remove? I am not saying, okay, verses are saying. Yeah. His psychology of women knew even by Adam, that is why the fruit was so beautiful. Would know that God has said it was so beautiful. That is why, if this woman, what happens, she was so tempted, she will say, oh, so nice it is. And she will, what she will do? She will just touch it. If it is ripe food, what happens if you touch it? It will come. And you know, the Indians will say, no, don't waste the food, am I right? It should not, is it not? You try to say, let's come in my hand, no way to waste it, is it not? Knew this Adam, knew his wife very well, that is why he said, you should not even touch it. That is why. So now what happened? Because she was ruling, now she made, who will be ruling her? Who will be ruling? Is that true today, dear friends? Is the husbands are ruling today? Good friend, I don't know what is your name. Hope you are not married. I think she's not around here. See, what a bold man. She's not around, and so he's not going to say that. That's great. Today, who's ruling? Dear friends, I'll give you an example. Is the Bible wrong today? Today, you see, today, both are equal if you speak about it, right? Yes. Okay, I will go last to that, then I will come back to you. Last one, who committed the last sin? Who committed the last sin? How many punishment?
One.
Wow, very good. You are fast. Let me see, what is the punishment?
Cursed is the ground because of you. Yeah. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field.
Yes, from your sweat you will be. Here it was, he will be. So far, what was you mean? Who's like that? Who's that? When I was small boy, no? When my, we were not that rich enough, my mom used to, means we are not poor, pulling the well, no pumps, no? We used to pull the water from the well, and we had to bring the water from the well 2-3 minutes walking. Then we have to grind the grain. No, there was no grinder. Those days used to grind big grinder. So in the hand grinding, then cleaning the house. Then all lot of work from morning till evening till you sleep the lot. Sometimes as a small boy, no, we were brought in a catechism, no, because of our ancestors' parents' sin, we are suffering today. I used to curse them. Stupid Adam and Eve. If they are not still, no. Only clap karo, kamaya, no? Everything is magic, is it not? Because of their sin, yeah, we are struggling. I used to curse them obviously. Because in the catechism it was taught for us because of our great grandparents, because of Adam and Eve. So,
Earlier they were simply eating. Now he will be fed and he will feed his family. Now dear friends, how could Vimalan be cooking, am I right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Women are also sweating, am I right? Is the Bible wrong today? Today women are working, earning more than sometimes men, am I right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Is the Bible wrong today?
No.
Supposed to men work. The Bible says men work, not the women. What do you say? How will you justify? How will you justify?
Choice.
Both are working. I'm also sweating. She says, I'm also sweating. You are supposed to. I'll give an example, dear friends. You don't have much time. Running to the running. You see, I will tell you. What's your good name, friend? Huh?
Cassie.
Cassie? You are both, huh? Cassie and Maggie. You are from where?
Goa.
Goa, okay. Cassie and Maggie. If I'm mistaken, the pronunciation. Cassie and Maggie. Both are in Muscat, for example, just an example, for 25 years working in Muscat. Okay? They are maybe, let's just for example, okay? Both are in Muscat for 25 years. Every year they go down to Goa and come. So what happened after 25 years? KLC and the both of Maggie has gone down and they thought, now KLC comes to Muscat and Maggie remains back in Goa. 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, 1 year, she's there. So Cassie goes back. So after 1 month of stay, Maggie comes back to Muscat and Cassie is remaining there. 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, people in the neighborhood started to talk. Maybe this man is not going for work. He has sent whom he has sent? Why he left that mother in Kokani is much better. Is it not? Then he has sent his wife for work and he is sitting. Is that the top of the town?
Yes.
Is that the top of the town?
Yes.
Earlier this man, after 6 months, he goes back to Muscat. But Maggie, how many months she was there down in Goa? People speak about her? Why? Till today we are in the 21st century, we are at the height of the everything, but still our mentality, dear friends, man is supposed to work. Listen, no? Bible will never go wrong. Bible will not go. So this is God. Just judge God. Now, how he becomes God? That is very important. Somebody already answered. How he becomes God? That is important, is it not? He should become God, no? So read your chapter 3, verse 21.
And the Lord God made garments of skins for man and for his wife and clothed them.
You see, this is God. I like the Bible, very important. The God of the Bible is so interesting. I have read so many other books like Bhagavad Gita, like this here, like this people's book. I have read so many other books, but the Bible is so beautiful. The God in the Bible is so nice, dear friends. You know what? Punishes. He's not a forgiving God. He punishes at the same time he loves. What he does? He makes them garment of skin and clothe them. That is important. What's your good name, friend? What's your good name?
Shalini.
Shalini. Yeah. Shalini, after listening to my talk, on Sunil's talk, how Shalini thinks. Yeah, I should give a nice parenting shirt to Father Sunil before he goes to India. Don't give him, my luggage already full of me. So she thinks like that. If she thinks that she wants to give me, what she has to do? What she has to do? Okay, she has to have my measurement. Okay, very good. She has to buy dress material if she wants to stitch for me, is it not? Then after that, she has to buy what? She has to buy the dress material, am I right? She has to go to the? No, dress material can begin.
Shop.
Shop fellow will give you free or what? Paisa chahiye, no? Or money, yes, she has to work, am I right? Huh?
First she has to earn. She has to think about now, for example, pant and shirt cost maybe 15 riyals. So she has to spend how many days for working? At least 10 days, is it not? 10 days salary she has to buy. 15 riyals. Then only she can think about going and buying one piece. Then only she can go and give to tailor. From the tailor she has to wait how many days. After that only she has to bring and give me. It's a long process. Is it? Long process. The same way, God took a long process to stitch. It's not that easy. He made a garment of sin skin. He has to hunt for what? Animal, am I right? And he has to remove the skin. After removing the skin, he has to dry the skin. After drying the skin, he has to stitch the garment. Then only he can wear the garment. You should know the process of making the kids. That is God. This is our beauty of our God lies there, dear friends. But what we do? What is your good name? Come here. What is your good name? Alan. Alan is my friend, okay? We are good friends. Now what happened? One day what happened? Something happened, went wrong. I scolded Alan, captain, right? Will I go and talk to her after that? Will I go and talk to her after that? How do you do? Is it not? We will not. You go on my way, I will go on my way. Even if I see her in the church and so, I will not give you peace. I will peace like this. Is it not? Is it not? Huh? 1 month, 2 months, 3 months also, I will not talk in a familiar circle sometimes. Am I right? Husband and wife, children. Is it not? Happens or no? Yes or no? Someone saying yes. Thank you. Okay. So, happens. So it happens. But dear friends, you see God, they committed a mistake. He punished them. He punished them. But he did not throw them away. That is the beauty of our God. Are you getting me? My conclusion of the talk? Are you getting me? He punished them. But he did not throw them away. He loved them. He punished for what? For the mistakes that they have done. Not for his... What is your good name? What is it? Jovita, yes. Jovita might have done a mistake. God punished for the mistakes, not for Jovita. What we do, we punish Jovita, not the mistake. Are you getting me? We throw away Jovita, not the mistake. Are you getting me, dear friend? This is really hard. If you are really following this God, then should be our life should be like that. We should love the person, but at the same time, we should punish the mistake. Are you getting me?
Yes.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
This is our beauty of our God. So this is the first thing. Now coming to the second point is we have got their children, is it not? Who are the children? Cain. Who is the water here somewhere? Water? Can you give me a water? Okay. Can you open and give me? Yeah. It's okay. So Cain and Abel. Who killed whom? Abel killed Cain. Cain killed Abel. Okay. Thank you. I forgot one thing. Can I get back to you?
Yes.
Can I come back?
Yes.
And one more beauty of our God I will tell you. Can you read it, my sister?
Chapter 3 only. Chapter 3 verse 8 to 11. Chapter 3 verse 8 to 11.
They heard the sound of the Lord.
Yeah, please listen very carefully. Yeah.
They heard the sound of the Lord, God walking in the garden at the time of evening meal.
Yeah, now you come to me. You see, God is
walking every day there was an evening walk, okay? So now what happened? When they were every day walking in the evening, today also God is coming and started walking. Who is missing? Who is missing? Adam and Eve are missing. Now what happened, you see? Now when they are missing, what happened?
And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, dear friends. See, God is coming in the year he's walking. What is he saying? He's asking what? Where are you? Where were they? They were hiding. God does not know they are hiding. Is God is not aware that they are hiding? He knows? I'm asking you a strong question. Is God knows they are hiding or not? Why is he asking this question? How do you know? Okay, now one second. Okay, now you will be answering those calls of questions. Yeah, I don't know how it is. Not a question. How do you know God knows that they are hiding? How do you know that He is God? He knows everything. Will you prove it? Will you prove it? Where it is there? Psalm 139. Can you take Psalm 139? Can you say it? You see, when you say something, you have to prove. Prove from the Bible. You say, don't say God is there everywhere. No. Our children, youngsters, they laugh at us. How many prove it? Psalm 139.
What is there? Yes, loudly.
O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my heart and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways.
Yes, yeah. I will tell you somebody. The psalmist says, you know where I am. Even I go to the deep in the sea, in mustard sea, I mean God will be knowing me. If I go higher the mustard height, where it is, there is a big this one, no? God knows where I am. You know my resting, you know my rising. You know my thought very far from you, me itself. You know, Jesus said no. When Jesus went to Matthew's house, are you feeling bored, dear friends? When Jesus went to Matthew's house, they were telling me, oh, this man is in the sinner's house. No? Jesus is telling, they were just thinking about, Jesus is telling, I know your thought, why are you thinking like that? Is it not? He knows all of your thoughts, that is why. He knows they are hiding. First thing, he knows they have already committed the sin by eating. He asked, did you eat the fruit that I told you not to eat? Is it not? Why is he asking? Why is he asking? He knows everything, why is he asking? Friends, beauty of our God, second beauty of our God lies there. Where is God? So beautiful God is, dear friends. God does not take away our freedom. Though he knows, what is your name? Archana. Though he knows Archana who she is, but still he will ask Archana, did you do this mistake, my child? Are you reading, dear friends? That is why I like the God in the Bible very much. Not the Bible, Catholic. That is a beauty. No. Other books will tell about this beauty. Are you reading me?
Yes.
Coming to the second important point. Am I going to wind up? How much time?
9:30.
Okay, I will wind up at 9:35. Most probably, because I do out. They are waiting for me. I thought it is 8 to 9. I was mistaken. Okay, no, sorry. Okay, coming to the second first person, very important person is Cain and Abel. You know what was the mistake Cain committed? He? Loudly. No, are you sleeping, dear friends? I'm only talking here.
My throat is not there.
You say, who killed whom? Cain killed Abel, is it not? And God is coming and asking, what is asking? God does not know he already has killed him. He knows or not?
He knows.
See the beauty of God. He knows that Cain has killed Abel, but still God is coming and asking Cain, where is your brother? That is the beauty of God. Coming to the last point. Now he killed already. Now what is the punishment? Yes, punishment, right? What is the punishment?
Here it is 40 11. He will be wanderer. Different is a very what they call systematic to say. Can I say that is a little background of this? You know, there are two groups comes, I last time I didn't speak, there are two groups comes into the picture. See, you know, whenever we see, there are two groups. One is a tiller, tiller in agriculture, is it not? Farmers we call it. Second group is called the shepherds. You have heard about shepherds, no? What the shepherds they do? They don't stay in one place. They wander from place to place, getting the grass. They don't have a particular land called their own land. Am I right? Am I talking some sensible things? This where this from idea came? This is from where? The book is yesterday one girl asked me, Father, this what the very good question was that because I had a question answer session on the family. She asked, Adam and Eve had only sons. If they had only sons, how their production continued? Are you getting me?
Yeah.
It's a very good question by Raymond, a very young girl. Is it a sensible question?
Yeah.
But what answer will you give? I'm asking you. You are all charismatic, by bubbling people with the word of God. What answer will you give? I am a 7th standard fail, taking a farmer's son. What answer will you give? Illiterate I am. I'm asking you.
Okay,
now I will just, what she is saying something sensible thing. But I am just giving you a time. You know, book 11 chapters or all the Old Testament were written during the time of Solomon. You know Solomon, written, because he was a very rich man. You know, how do you know he was a very rich man? We know, Sheba came to see his richness, am I right? You should know this Bible, my dear friends. What is this? Hey, my God. David, first you tell them to read the word of God, okay? First you read it. Yeah. Because Sheba came and that is why he had wealth. So he could write it. So because of that, when he was writing the word of God, Old Testament, he has to show two kinds of people. One is agriculture people, one is shepherds. To show this differentiate, so he makes one person as a tiller, who is that Adam, and the second person as Cain as a shepherd, as a wanderer man. Okay, now he is wandering. Okay, now the punishment is given. Now, how he becomes God? Can you read different? How he becomes God? We continue to read. Yeah. Each village, tribe has different names and they will not mingle with other. What they will do? They will kill. They cannot cross their boundaries. Are you getting it, dear friends? Same thing. If Cain goes to the other boundary, they will kill him. So that is why he says, Lord, put me something that they will not kill me. So God puts the mark on his hand. Then comes God. He becomes a God. Are you getting it, dear friends? He has punished at the same time he has a protected. Did you get me? Yes, this is how it becomes. So I did not have time to go to Moses. The beautiful man called Moses also. You know Moses, wife, did Moses go to the promised land?
No.
I'm asking one more question very clearly and easily. Did Moses go to the promised land?
No.
How do you know? Why he did not go? Okay, he said no. Why he did not go? Yes, you are doing right.
God said to touch the staff to the rock and the water will come.
But
Moses was so frustrated, he hit the staff to the rock.
To the rock.
Water still came.
What he was supposed to do, we are only to touch it.
Yeah.
So he did. Then what water came? So what they wanted?
What they wanted.
By touching also they wanted water.
No, but God said touch it.
So what will come out?
Yeah.
Which Bible now? Exodus chapter 17, verse 6.
Can I go for 5 more minutes? With this I conclude, because most of the people will say the same answer. I will just lie to you. Exodus chapter 17. Yeah.
Verse 6, yeah.
I will be standing there in front of you and on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and the water will come out of it so that the people may drink. Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah.
No. What did he do? Water came out. What did he do?
Strike the rock and water will come out of it.
And what did he do?
Moses did so. In the sight of the elders. And he called the place Massah.
Yeah, water came out. Am I right?
Did God punish him?
No.
Numbers, step into numbers. Numbers of 20. Did you get me? Are you getting me? So God said, you strike the stone. He didn't strike the stone. So he struck and the water came out. Did God punish him? No. Numbers chapter 20.
We don't have much time. Numbers 20, yeah, 8.
Now here, carefully you hear. Be here. We don't go to the kitchen now.
Take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and your brother Aaron, and command the rock before their eyes to yield its water. Thus you shall bring water out of the rock for them, thus you shall provide drink for the congregation of their livestock. So Moses took the staff from before the Lord, and as he had commanded him. Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, listen, you rebel. Shall we drink water from you out of this rock? Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust me to show my holiness before the eyes of the Israelites, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them.
It's too long. But did you understand? What you are supposed to do? How many times you are supposed to try?
Once.
How many times did you try?
Can you read once again?
Listen carefully.
Take the staff.
Are you there with me?
Yes.
Assemble the congregation.
You and your brother Aaron, and command the rock before their eyes to be in its water.
Command. How many times says Israel?
Command.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
Most of the people say, supposed to strike how many times? Once. And he strike twice. It is not like that. See, dear friends, He was supposed to gather everybody together, stand on the rock and command the rock. Water is supposed to come out, am I right? He did, what did he do? He sucked the, twice he sucked. Water came out. What is the wrong in that? After all, they wanted water. Why he has to be punished? And not also, what a punishment, he is not supposed to go to the promised land. How many years he has struggled? 40 years struggling man. Can you imagine? Why? Okay, water has come out, is it not? But why? Why? Why punishment?
He doubted.
Yeah.
He did not
believe
God, how God should be merciful.
I will come back. We don't have time. I'll finish with one thing. Okay, please excuse me. I was supposed to go out. You see, difference. We as a human being, God knew very beginning what is our weakness. Even people of Israel, same weakness. Today also we have the same weakness. Why? See, once when we struck, water came out. People were praising God and thanking God because of the water came from the well, rock. Are you getting me?
Yes.
Now, if he strikes once again in the same rock, water comes up. People will not they say, this man has no work at all. He has one once strikes, water comes out. No, is it not? What they will not believe. The belief, the faith has to be increased every time, having each time new miracles. Am I right? How our faith is increased when the testimony is given. Am I right? When we give testimony again and again, our faith is increased. Same way, people of Israel were coming close to God, going away from God. Then something miracle happens. Once again they go close to God, then they go far away from God. Once again miracles happen, something, you know, miracles like manna, water, the night, what was it? No? Light during the day, the cloud, is it not? The Red Sea becoming two. These are miracles, when they were, each time they were seeing, the faith was increasing. Are you getting me?
Yes.
How God knows how his children very well. That is the beauty of our own God. So dear friends, but he did not allow Moses to go to the promised land. He said, just judge. But how he became God? How he became God?
He makes him see the land.
Very good. He says, we don't have time to read. Anybody is writing down? Anybody is writing down just for your knowledge? Deuteronomy chapter 34:4 and Deuteronomy chapter 32:52, he says, you did not read. He says, Moses, because you are a good man, because you have brought my people out from Egypt, you can go to the top of the hill and look at the promised land. That I will do for you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, dear friends.
Shall we stand then? I'll just make a prayer, then I'll make a move. You can continue with your service, okay?
Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Ask the Lord to bless us. He was with us for 1 hour right now. Dear Lord, I thank these all the people who are here as they have heard the word of God, so beautiful, the God in the Old Testament. So, though he was punishing God, at the same time he was also loving. The God who gives freedom to all of us, he will not come on our way unless and until we go and tell him. Dear Lord, he knows our every thought, he knows what we are thinking, where we are, because he is our God. Dear God, I ask blessings on you, all your children who are here, that they may spread the word of God, they may read the word of God, they may read the word of God every day in their life, so that they may know the real word of God and they may spread the word of God through their words, through their deeds, and through their actions. May your mother bless them. We make this prayer for Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
with your spirit. The Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So dear friends, tomorrow I'll be leaving to India. Please do remember me in your prayers. Okay? Have a nice time.
Can you sit, my brother? I'll just run with the announcement. We We are grateful and thankful to Father Sunil Moniz for blessing us with his presence here and for wonderful sharing the word of God with us this evening. We thank God for his mighty presence here in our midst and showering us all with his abundant blessings and graces. Let us give God all the glory with a mighty applause. Announcements, fasting intentions for the situation in the Middle East, especially the Qatar crisis, and for peace in this region. For the economic conditions in Oman to get better, thus enabling security of jobs and payment of salaries. Prayer request for all the sick, especially those patients in the hospital visited by the healing ministry. For all the prayer requests that we receive in our prophetic warriors group. A special request, my dear brothers and sisters, those who are watching the news, kindly pray for the hurricane in US and so much of floods all around the world. And just pray, my dear brothers and sisters, that every child in US will kneel and believe in the hearts to acknowledge that Son is a living God, so that future will be safe for them, happy and healthy. Thank you. Next Sunday, 17th September, we will have our prayer meeting here in the parish hall from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m., led by Brother David. Kindly keep Brother David and his family in your prayers. It is also a testimony Sunday, so kindly come prepared with your testimonies. Brother Alan will just say a prayer for the little girl who celebrates her birthday, and there is a small fellowship as you walk out. Kindly move the chair silently since we are running late on time. Kindly complete. Brother Alan.
Come here.
The new people who have come, we will come next Sunday, my dear brothers and sisters. We'll introduce you. Thanks.
Can you all rise? Well, in short time, this little child was looking very enthusiastic here to all of us. So let's close our eyes and raise our hands as we pray that the Lord be blessed. This little child whose name is Maria, Lord, we thank you for giving this child all the abundance. We thank you, Lord, for all the years that you blessed, Lord. We ask of you, Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask of you, Lord, to guide our footsteps, Lord Jesus. Walk with our Lord God. Let us live each and every moment of our life in your presence. Thank you once again, Lord, for Maria, Lord, and all the children who are celebrating their birthdays today. We'll just sing one verse of happy birthday. Quick, we'll finish that, okay? Presence and they can save you back home. We all God children say,
Amen.
Hallelujah.